It's good to see you all of you this morning. You know, the kids, they have a day off again. Tomorrow and Friday this weekend, so it's MEA, right? And so that's why we have our students today. And yes, we will have Mass like normal for sure tomorrow as well. It was kind of an interesting gospel reading, wasn't there? We heard about beating and beating nicely, but it's a little interesting, very deep to talk about what Jesus was talking about. So what I want to focus is Jesus was giving a parable of people that were not doing what they're supposed to do for Jesus. It'd be like if your teacher came out of the room and you just went crazy. You're hurting somebody, or you're making everything broken, or you weren't doing your homework in the classroom as your teacher's not there. So that's what he was teaching about. He taught it very deeply, but it was a story. Right? What I want to talk about this morning is a couple words to learn. In our first reading, we heard about stewardship of God's grace. Stewardship of God's grace. Does anybody know what that is? Yeah, no. Yeah. Anybody think you know? Jasper, what do you think? When he died, that's a really good guess. That Jesus died. That's part of it. It's a good question though. Stewardship of God's grace. So, but God's grace, what is God's grace? Do you know what grace is? What do you think about Luke? What is that? Huh. Yep. What do you think? What's God's grace? Yeah? What's your question? Yes? Are you going to talk? Yeah, go ahead. Mary, that's another great one. Another great one of God's grace and His stewardship. Our grace is a gift from God. Does that make sense? Good thing. So I think so you asked questions already this year. The gifts that God gives us. So grace, alright? There's really cool things when we think about the graces from God to us. What are we supposed to do with God's grace to us, God's gifts to us? What should we give them to? So we receive God's gift, and how should we help that in a different way? Do you know? Big question. If we have a gift, how should we share that? Give it to other people. Yes. Do you share? We have gifts, right? How about if we are very good with something? Who here likes to do art? Who likes to color? Okay, so some of you can, yeah, color. Some of you, like me, I couldn't color that well. But who here, if I ask a question to you in school, hey, I'd like to color this picture. Could somebody help me? Who could do that? Yeah, somebody that. So that is a gift you have from God. You know how to color. So you can help them, another person with that. So when we receive gifts from God, help others, share with others when we get those gifts. That's what grace is. Grace is the gifts that God gives us. And we are to call it stewardship. To help others with what is given us, to show others as well. Let us stand as we offer a prayer. We offer our prayers for Bishop Paul Serba, our shepherd of the diocese. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We show of God's grace, the gifts He has given us, that we may share them with other people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are sick, for those in those situations. We pray for those who have surgeries or in the hospitals, those who need the grace from God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
these we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We offer this Mass, Carlo Benassi, for this Mass is offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We offer our prayers to our mother, as we pray, Hail Mary.
The Lord grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and the work of human hands, and become for us the bread of life.
Let us begin our prayer.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God and the Almighty Father. As we venerate the passion of your martyrs, St. John and Isaac and your friends, grant that through this sacrifice, O Lord, worthy the death of your only begotten Son, who not content with encouraging the martyrs by word, strengthened them likewise by example, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Always and everywhere we give thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. You are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give it ardor to their faith, to their endurance you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle the victory is yours. Through Christ our Lord, therefore all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all a host of angels, cry out and with our hands we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, Amen.
become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The time he was betrayed and willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you."
Thank you. Blood of Christ. blood of Christ.
Let's pray. As we fed upon heavenly delights, we humbly ask you, O Lord, to provide the example of Blessed John and Isaac. You may bear in our hearts the marks of your son's charity and suffering, and ever enjoy the fruit of perpetual peace. Christ the Lord.
Amen.
It was a wonderful day today, welcoming a longer weekend for our Christians to pray for you each day, pray for us as well. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May God bless you, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord.